It's time for Eco Talk with host Betsy Rosenberg.
She'll be great. She's a very smart, capable person who knows exactly what took place and will lay out the facts. And that's what the American people want to see.
I had a dream the other night. Now, in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich.
Yes, and welcome to Eco Talk, where there is no time like the present to take on our environmental challenges. And President Bush refuses to see Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth, so therefore he's not willing to take it on. But we're going to get a complete reading of the Earth's vital signs. Eric Asadorian from the World Watch Institute will share from his just-released report, aptly titled Vital Signs, which takes the pulse of current global trends. And of course, you know there's going to be some bad news. That's the way we've been trending. But there is some good news as well, so stay tuned for that. Also, on the lighter side, now is a good time for summer picnics and barbecues. We'll be speaking with Lawrence Axel Comras. He's the founder of GreenHome.com, about picnic products that help us party in harmony with our natural outdoor settings. That's Green and Groovy. And in the second half of our show, we'll hear from Reverend Sally Bingham about a group of religious clergy who have gone to California state lawmakers urging that the time is now to pass a climate change bill. That Governor Schwarzenegger's goals of reducing greenhouse gas emissions in the state, not enough. Legislation is needed to begin that process and back it up. She'll be joined by Rabbi Lawrence Troster to talk about religious efforts to stop human-caused disasters of biblical proportions. Finally, we'll talk to Stephen Lester from the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice about a groundbreaking report that may finally compel the Environmental Protection Agency to regulate very dangerous dioxins. First, want to recognize those who make Eco Talk possible each week, the Natural Resources Defense Council and Earth Justice. Also, one of our sponsors, Winslow Management Company, LLC. It's a Boston, Massachusetts-based investment advisory and a leader in environmentally responsible small-cap growth investment firm. And they announced this week that it has taken steps to eliminate global warming by going carbon neutral as a company. That's a hot new trend we've been talking about and will continue to, and that we're very excited about. Also very excited to welcome Eric Asadorian to Eco Talk and World Watch Institute, the World Watch Report. I've been aware of that since I've been on this beat about 9 years. I guess things have been going in the wrong direction for the most part. So let's put on our stethoscopes and thermometers, check the Earth's vital signs, and find out what the latest report shows. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Thanks, Betsy. Good to be here.
So let's start with the noteworthy trends that you saw in 2005.
Sure, I'd be happy to. This will be the depressing part, I'm afraid, although it sounds like you have quite a few positive speakers. Sally, and I overheard you talking to Greenhome. It's very good, positive ideas that
sound
hopefully
solutions
will
for healthier planet.
Some of my, my negative points.
Well, you know, we really have to talk about the problems before we can really get serious about the solutions. So what we try to do is kind of like what Al Gore did in his movie, which is give us the bad news, but here's what we can do about it since we're causing it.
Okay, well, get ready.
Okay, buckle your seatbelts.
What was interesting in this year's vital signs was I noticed quite a lot of records that had, are kind of merging at a higher speed every year. We're reaching new records, and I found some of the economic ones that I want to just list for you that kind of put this in perspective. Gross world product hit a new record at $59.6 trillion. Internet users topped 1 billion. 64 million vehicles were built in 2005. All these are records. Record amounts of steel, aluminum, and wood were produced. And pretty much every energy resource use hit a record. Oil, gas, coal, nuclear, hydro, wind, solar, and biofuels. All of these hit new records of usage. And often in the media and by analysts and policymakers, these are seen as positive, as signs of prosperity. But when you compare this to a set of other records that we found in Vital Signs 2006-2007, they might be seen just as readily as warning signs than signs of prosperity. Let me give you a different list of records here that are, of course, connected to these economic trends. The world reached the highest atmospheric carbon dioxide levels ever recorded. 2005 was the warmest year in recorded history since we've been measuring since 1880, and five of the eight warmest years since we've been measuring occurred since 1998. And 3 of the 10 strongest hurricanes ever recorded happened in 2005. And there are others similar to this, and it's becoming more and more clear that these economic trends connect very directly to these environmental trends.
And, of course, there's a cost, and we're well aware of them here at EcoTalk and our listeners. But what about the opportunity with so much growth?
Well, the opportunity comes in redirecting our economic growth towards sustainable choices, right? I mean, there's new industries that are cropping up, whether we're talking about biodegradable plastics that will be mentioned by Green Home, or whether solar energy, wind power, these sectors are growing rapidly. Solar power grew by 45% between 2004 and 2005, and investors are becoming more and more aware of the clear financial benefits of investing at this early stage of their development.
That's, I guess, the tipping point seems to be happening again with Newsweek magazine this week, joining Time and Vanity Fair in devoting its cover issue to the new greening of America. That's, I think, where the hope comes, is that suddenly, and, you know, probably thanks in large part to Katrina and high gas prices and perception among the mainstream public that peak oil may be real, in fact, that, you know, this is the land of opportunity and innovation. So we got to see the crisis and the problems first and then try to address them. And at least that seems to be happening after way too slowly for, of course, any environmentalist and scientist perspective up until now in the last year. Boom. I mean, 2006 may go down as the year we woke up.
Well, absolutely. I hope that's what it comes down is recorded as. But there's the other challenge that we often hear that as oil prices go up, this is going to be a boon for the renewable energy industry, and that's true. Biofuels are growing rapidly, as many newspaper articles have described in the last months and in the last year. However, at the same time, we have to be careful that this increase in energy prices don't also stimulate more polluting sources of energy like tar sands and oil shale, which actually can, if exploited, can actually surpass the benefits achieved by a new investment in biofuels and renewable energy.
And coal, so, of course, is a big culprit to fossil fuel burning.
Absolutely, and coal. And so the challenge is that this can't just be seen as a set of business decisions, but must be reinforced and supported by proactive policymaking.
And so positive trends, besides what we've just touched on, which is, you know, some business opportunities.
Well, I think the key is there's some innovation going on in business sectors, for example. I mean, there's the renewable energy trends, of course, but there's a few that we pointed to, such as, innovative restructuring of services, for example. Car sharing is a trend that we've been looking at over the years here at WorldWatch. And car sharing basically is, if you're not familiar with that, is when you have a monthly membership to cars. It's often in metropolitan areas where you can rent a car for an hour or 2 hours.
Yes, very big here.
Rather than owning your own car.
The Bay Area is very big on that. Berkeley, San Francisco, as you might imagine.
Yes,
there's
definitely
a lot of car sharing.
Well, and this is more than doubled. Membership in car sharing companies is more than doubled between 2001 and 2005, and now maintain globally over 10,000 cars.
I love that trend because, you know, we are all about convenience. And as Americans become more, you know, pressed for time, we're stressed out. It does take a little more planning, you know, to group your errands and to make this arrangement with this company. And so I find that very encouraging.
Well, it does. But it also has major personal benefits, not just the environmental benefits of each of these cars displace on average, depending on the region of the world we're talking about, between 4 and 23 private vehicles. But it also, I mean, think about it. If you don't have to own a car anymore, or instead of owning two cars, you own one, you're saving a huge amount of money each year, which should, in turn, reduce the pressures on you to earn money, and thus, you know, you should be able to slow down a little bit. There's a huge movement globally, especially in the U.S. and Western Europe, voluntary simplicity, as it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So people trying to, you know, reduce the size of their homes, the amount they consume. And in turn, they get to, you know, lower the need to work as hard.
Reduce our ecological footprint. Just 30 seconds left. How can people read this report?
They can go to our website at worldwatch.org, and they actually can either view the entire report, choose by trend.
Okay.
At Vital Signs Online.
Thank you so much, Eric Asadorian with World Watch Institute, author of the World Watch's 2006 Vital Signs Report.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after these messages.